And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I'm your host today, Lorette Brashear. We got a great line of people lined up for you. Great guests. I've got Cheyenne Brown with Olson's Grain, Patty Lindsay with Wine Bites and Cruise, Claudia Hendrickson, and we also have Rob St. Aubin with Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited about today's show. I'm here today with Rob St. Aubin. Did I say that correctly? I was a little bit of a tongue twister. And also with Claudia Hendrickson with Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. How are you ladies and gentlemen today? We're pretty good.
Doing great.
Perfect. So lots to talk about. Last time you were here, you basically kind of told us a little bit about Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers and what you did. But today we have somebody new with us.
Yes.
So Rob is actually a master sergeant in training. Is that what it is? Or sergeant training?
Split. In charge of training, yes.
In charge of training.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And Claudia is master of duty and recruitment.
Correct.
Okay. So we've got two masters in here. Wow. Perfect. So, Claudia, tell me a little bit about the Rangers and what you guys do.
Well, we're an armed uniform volunteer law enforcement auxiliary. The Rangers can provide additional manpower upon the request of any federal, state, county, or law enforcement authority. So when called upon from the police department or any law enforcement agency, mm-hmm. we can assist them. We're not a law enforcement agency. When we're not assisting them, we can't arrest you or anything. But we also are available to do security for our community, and we're involved with our youth programs. And so we want to give back to our community, and we have a lot of talented rangers in our company to help do that.
How many rangers are there currently in your company?
I think right now we are maybe 25 or 26. I can't give you the correct on that.
Size,
yeah, it's
definitely.
Pretty good. We've got a few probationaries coming up. But right now, I think we're in that range.
New ones coming
yes,
in.
Yes, okay. We call them the probationary. That's your time with training and so forth.
And Rob, I guess with time with training, they would be with you?
Well, I'm actually an FTO, which is a field training officer as well. And
yeah.
They start out and they've got to provide 24 hours of supervised training before they can become a full-fledged ranger.
Okay, so that's part of the qualifications for becoming a ranger. I'm sure there's other ones.
Yes, to become a ranger, first of all, you have to be 21 years of age.
Okay.
You have to have lived in Arizona for 6 months, have your Arizona driver's license, have your CCW, because if you can't get your CCW and carry a gun, you can't be a ranger. I think I said a resident for 6 months, and then you have to fill out an application, and we do a background check. And then after that, you go through your process of your standard training range qualifications, and that's where he comes in there of helping with the training.
Okay. So what type of training are we looking at, Rob? What do you typically do?
Well, what I typically do is the state just initiated slight physical agility test that rangers have to pass. It's very simple.
Okay. It already sounded hard.
No, it's very, very simple. It's very simple. But what we do is we just provide continued service. We do have a lot of former law enforcement in the Rangers. And at the same time, we have people who have never done any type of law enforcement. So it's a diverse type of training that needs to be done. So that's what I'm in charge of doing.
So if you've never been part of law enforcement, you can still join this club?
Yes. In fact, okay. I was neither. And they took me in and they taught me everything. I mean, I never drew from a holster before, you know. I mean, I've shot a shotgun and that kind of thing. And it's just something I wanted to do and had a passion to do it. So I've been in with them, I think, come January would be 5 years.
So it can be anybody wanting to volunteer their time. What is the volunteer commitment usually?
We have our meetings on the first Tuesday of the month and training usually on the second Tuesday of the month. When we have duties, you're required at least to put 8 hours in a month, and that's in 2 4-hour intervals. You know, and you can set up your duties according to your schedule.
Okay.
Now, this summer it's been pretty difficult getting duties because everything we get going gets canceled. Yeah, you know that one, huh?
Yes. It has been just been the name of the game. You know, everyone's trying and moving forward, and then we find out there's red tape.
The town and the chambers have really been working hard to try and open up, but it has been a hard summer. It has. There are two events. If you want to find us and talk to us as Rangers coming up, though, over Labor Day at the Square.
Okay. In Prescott?
Yes, in Prescott.
Perfect.
Fair on the Square, and they're going to have the first annual Whiskey Row Rally, which is motorcycles.
Oh, fun. Okay, so it's going to be their first annual one that's going on the square, and that's Labor Day weekend. So you guys will have a booth there, or are you guys also doing stuff on the square?
We have so much going on, I'm not quite sure if I'll have the booth there, but there'll be rangers walking around.
Oh, so you can...
And if you have questions or if you see them, by all means, stop by, ask questions, and say hi to them.
Right.
We'll have our black uniforms on and cowboy hats.
So at the event, are you guys going to be doing security? Walking around, making sure everyone's, you know, behaving.
Well, they're going to have two beer gardens.
Ah.
Montezuma and Cortez, as I understand right now, will be closed. And because of social distancing, they're going to have two. So we'll probably be more around in that area right there for security than anywhere else.
So some of the things that people can utilize the Rangers for, let's say if I have an event, can I give you guys a call? You know, is that something that you guys can help me with, you know, for security or, you know, just to, what if I needed help with my parking lot? It was just out of control. And what are some of the things that I can also call the Rangers for?
Well, for 2 months, we were security at the, for coronavirus at the hospitals.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we did, I think, 12 hours a day, something like that over there. That
wow.
If you have an event, you need, like you said, security in your parking lot, if you need traffic, if you just need security to walk around and make sure that everybody's...
You've got money, because a lot of times at events, you're exchanging money really fast and, you know, those kind of things. So
yeah,
you
like on Akron Night, for instance, transfer, you know, security with transferring the money back and forth and so forth. And usually we're down there on Akron Night. Now, this could be up, you know, we got to wait and see if we're going to have it this year, but I'm hoping, got my fingers crossed, because we are a Christmas city and that goes with it.
Yeah. I think everyone's waiting to see what happens, you know, especially with the holidays coming up, because everybody's kind of just in limbo.
Yeah, it just changes from day to day.
Imagine what's Halloween going to look like. I mean, yeah, we all have masks anyway.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we've been wearing them for a long time. Huh?
You've got your mask on anyway, you know, so trick-or-treating, but I don't know how it's going to play out this year either. So Arizona Rangers, Lonesome Rangers, and where you guys are, you guys have a home base, a unit, where do I go find you guys?
Well, basically... there again, we used to meet at the college. That was closed down. So we have like over 450 rangers throughout the state and 21 companies, going on 22. So we're just not up here. But you can go to ArizonaRangers.org or .gov. Yeah, ArizonaRangers.gov, and go on our webpage. And there's, you know, from there, there are other channels that you can go through to reach us for right now. We're on Facebook, Arizona Rangers Lonesome Valley Company. So we're getting out there, and if nothing else, at the end of this broadcast, I will give you my phone number, so have a pen and pencil ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can call me.
Absolutely. So that way people can just kind of get a hold of the Rangers if you need anything for events. But also if you guys want to join the Rangers, because you guys are looking for, you know, some people to join the Rangers. You gave the qualifications, and Rob, it seems like, you know, the training's not so bad.
No, it's actually not. The required training is you go to what they call ARTA, Arizona Ranger Training Academy. It's a two-day academy, basically teaching you how to use your batons, arrest control techniques, just basic things like that. It's not that difficult. And then the FTO training, which we talked about earlier, it's pretty much the same.
Got it. Well, that's great. Claudia, give us some information how we can reach you guys and your number.
Okay. You can call me, and I'd be glad to talk to you, give you the qualifications, help you out with any questions that you have. And that is 928-533-3775. You can also reach me at C. Hendrickson at ArizonaRangers.gov.
Perfect. Claudia Hendrickson, and we also spoke with Rob St. Aubin with Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. I appreciate you guys being here today and filling us in and letting us know all about the Rangers.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
most of you know, that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
The Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th annual Pronghorn Golf Classic at the Prescott Golf Club. This tournament has it all. A great golf course, first-class hospitality, fun and exciting prizes and awards, a barbecue lunch, and perfect chamber weather. Come play for fun. It's all happening August 22nd. Limited to 36 teams or 72 paid players. Call for more information, 772-8885. It's the 27th annual Pronghorn Golf Classic at the Prescott Golf Club.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with our next guest, and we kind of just combined you all in here at once. I'm here with Cheyenne Brown with Olson's Grain and also with Patty Lindsay for the Chino Valley Lionesses and Wine Bites and Woo-hoo! Crews. I know. How are you ladies today?
I'm fantastic.
So, Cheyenne, I can tell you're not from around here. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Kentucky. I moved out here about 3 years ago.
Lived she in... still has an accent.
Yeah. You're not.
You do, too.
Y'all have are the ones accent. With the accents. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I love it. So, Cheyenne, you work with Olson's Grain, and you're one of the newest hires.
I am. This is my third Monday.
Oh, so, your third? Yeah. I love how she says her third Monday.
I've got little scratch marks on the wall for
right,
every day.
Right, already? You know? Yeah. So that's perfect. And what do you do there?
I am their marketing manager. So
nice.
I'm in charge of representing this amazing company. So it makes it easy because I really love Olson's. They're the people that I've shopped with since I moved out here to Arizona.
Perfect.
And so I already felt pretty close to them. And then when I had the opportunity to get this job, it was an easy yes.
It was an easy yes.
Yeah.
Well, you seem perfect for the job. You know, for,
really?
For marketing,
you. Like
you have to have somebody that's outgoing and just really involved with the community. And we're excited to have you. It's your third Monday. I like that.
Third
so,
Monday.
Do you remember those days when you were at the chamber?
Back then, back in the day.
I like Mondays.
It's amazing how time flies. I've been there at the chamber now 3 years, which makes Wine Bites and Crews our third annual.
Ooh.
That was my job interview.
Really?
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. What kind of job interview did you have? Just a normal one?
It's actually funny that you say that because I was actually in New Mexico when they wanted to interview me, and I was on a ranch where I had no phone service, none. So basically, I have an iPhone, so I'd go down to the main house where they had Wi-Fi, and I'd say, all right, Joram, give me a time and date. Joram was the person that was here before
you.
Me.
Yeah, your predecessor.
And I was like, give me a time and date. Yeah, and he... And so then I drove out to the closest, I can't say town, but I drove out where I had phone service, which was basically just in the middle of nowhere. I got a ding on my phone saying I had service, and I parked on the side of the road, and we did a video interview. And, you know, I found the only polo shirt that I could find, and I had a little interview with Olson's on my FaceTime. So
oh, see, that's
a little different.
Well, you know, and that's what makes it great now. So that's how they were doing with social distancing and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is phone.
They
interviews.
Were really distanced.
New we Mexico
were
distant.
Here. Yeah, exactly. That is
700
very
miles
distant.
Or so.
Yeah.
So
but I love how she's like, I just threw on a polo shirt. That's so funny because you don't, now it's like you don't have to wear pants. I'm just saying.
When I was going to high school, we couldn't wear jeans. It wasn't until a couple years later that they let jeans out there.
They wouldn't have even known what kind of pants I had on.
Yeah, exactly.
In the phone interview.
Although, I would have guessed jeans with this one.
Yeah, very dirty jeans.
And you're also, tall.
I was going to say, how long's the inside?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, those jeans.
Yeah, I'm like squatting down here.
Be like, those jeans would be like huge on me.
They're pretty long.
You would be cleaning the floor with you.
Yeah, exactly. I would have like Swiffers on the bottom of them. They would be fantastic.
We're very impressed, but we don't care that you're tall. We think it's great.
Thanks.
Because like for us, we get into cricks and crannies. You can't.
Yeah.
Right. Well. And like, you know, what normal people call capris, I call them jeans.
Yeah.
So I get them all clear.
Funny. You know, what normal people call jeans, I call capris. So that's good. Yeah. I kind of get even worse when you get on a horse.
Right about now, you get 50% off. It's fantastic.
Yeah, my jeans are so expensive.
So
it's a lot
fun.
Of material.
Yeah, I was teasing her when we first met her the other day, and her hat was right underneath the ceiling, but that was a lower part because it was the air conditioning ducts.
How tall are you?
I am 6'2".
I'm impressed.
But in feminine terms?
In feminine terms, I'm 5'14". You know?
I like that. I love it. So, Cheyenne, what are some of the other duties that you're doing at Olson's?
Well, I get to kind of go through and find stuff to promote and stuff to put on sale to promote our amazing vendors. And there's a lot of different things. I also am involved with a lot of the events we're doing, like the Wine Bites and
Cruise.
I know. I was going to say
cruise.
I know. And so I get to be involved with that. I was just, you know, dragging the arena at the barrel race we did on Friday and Saturday, and I get to be involved with that. And then we also have the Equifest coming up. So getting some material out there for people to know what we got going on. I think it's really important right now, especially because a lot of the events just kind of aren't happening. And
True.
So people know kind of what we've got going on and that stuff is happening is pretty important.
Exactly. Well, because everyone just assumes everything's canceled out there.
Yeah.
No, we've all gotten really creative and found all the loopholes and figured out some way to do it.
And it is important because, you know, we want people to feel comfortable. We want them to know that we care and that we are taking that into consideration because, it is a serious deal. And so we want people to know that we're cognizant of it and that we're doing what we can without completely extinguishing the flame. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, like you said, it's your third Monday. What are your big goals? I mean, is there anything like on your bucket list, I'm going to do this?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm just so excited to be at Olson. I mean, I'm just so happy to be part of their team because, like I said, when I moved to Arizona, I started going to Olson's to buy hay and grain and everything for my horses because that's my background is the horses and a little bit with cattle, but mostly horses. And then when I was working for a trainer out in Prescott, that's where we went. So I was in there all the time. And everybody there, you know, they knew me, and it was like a big family. So when this job opened, I was like, oh, that's where I want to be.
That's where you want to be.
And I love the owners and everybody there, and I get to talk to some really cool people and make some pretty cool connections, like with you guys. Yeah. And I'll go ahead and say it in public. You guys are cool.
and so a little bit crazy along
but,
with it.
But really, you know, getting involved with the events that we're doing and that face-to-face, obviously as much as we can do face-to-face right now, just being involved with the community, which is really what Olson's is all about. We have a lot of involvement with the community, and they're really big on giving back and helping. And so I'm happy to promote that and see where we can get our hands and help out. So
yes, it's Olson's for Healthy Animals.
For Healthy Animals, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That was what I was trying to read the other day.
Are you just based out of one Olson's, or are you just traveling, or... Because there is quite a few Olson's.
We've got five locations. Chino Valley is where I am primarily. That's where our corporate headquarters is. And, of course, we've
is
got
that
the...
Is that new building?
That's the new... Yeah, the
where
new building.
Everyone's been like, what is that? What's in there?
The secret
it's
base.
It's the magical, like, hey...
Well, it's better than what they had before up the road.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I never actually went there. When I started, I had this nice building to work in. It's a nice, cushy office. I was like, oh... Started at the right time.
Yeah, she did.
But
you're special.
Yeah, so I'm primarily there. That's where my office is. But, you know, I go over to the Chino store, go in the store quite a bit, usually a couple times a day. And then also we have Dewey, Clarkdale, Prescott, and Flagstaff. So we've got those other locations also. And then we deliver also. So, you know, deliver hay and whatever
you need.
So
are you out there delivering?
I wish. Maybe one day. I might do a ride-along sometime. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah, the ride-along is great.
The ride-along lets you see what's really happening out there. You meet people, and you might even find a new event you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm all about seeing what's going on, so that's definitely...
So is that one.
No, I think ride-alongs are great. I mean, I've done that with a lot of jobs that I've ever, you know, and past jobs.
Me too.
Because you have to kind of get, especially if you're marketing, you have to know what you're marketing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I used to work at Heritage Park Zoo, and I had to find out, where did the poop go? You know, it's like, honestly, these are questions that you ask.
Where's
but
poop going? Yeah.
But people do ask those questions. And as a marketing director, you have to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I did. I did, you know, a day in the life of a zookeeper. That is hard work, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Like, I don't... Those ladies, respect.
Oh, yeah.
See, you guys are saying it that way, and every time I kind of did another job within my job, it was just to boost me to go, okay, I really like my other job, too, but mm-hmm. this was fun. I mean, I was a chauffeur one time driving this Lincoln Continental around, picking up all the VPs of the Pacific Bell around the country.
So
that was fun.
I can see doing that, too.
Yeah. I had a blast.
I was like, I can see you're doing that.
That's the way it should be.
That's kind of the way I like to... Because I feel like in order to do this specific job effectively, because really it's customer service too, you know, and so to really do it effectively, you have to go onto the front lines and see what are the questions that our customers are asking and what is it that they want, because that's our whole job is to give them what they want and need, and. I
want a new advertising board outside the front door instead of all the way in the back for us to stick things on.
Well, okay then.
So
I'll talk to my manager.
There's probably people that have not gone to Olson's because they think, well, I don't have horses. But you have much more than that inside.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things, I mean, that you guys have?
Well,
that was brand new.
Yeah. Cattle, dogs, cats.
Okay, so I can find stuff for my dog, my cat
absolutely.
In there.
Yeah, we've got
the little chicks and the bunnies when they show up.
Oh, yes. And
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, your dog would chase the chicks around.
Chickens and poultry feeds, and there's even hog feed, and there's all kinds of stuff. So it's, you know, just a matter of kind of coming in, and we've got really knowledgeable staff. That was something I was really impressed with, because as I'm learning everything that we have, I, you know, went to all the stores last week and just watching them in action, they're really knowledgeable. And someone would come up to me, because, of course, I have the Olson's hat or the Olson's
shirt on,
and they'd be like, where is this and what's this? And I'd be like, ooh, I don't actually know that yet. So then, you know, we'd get someone, and our staff is so knowledgeable. And to hear them just talk about this dog food and why they like it and what, you know, it's really, really beneficial. So I'm looking forward to getting to know more about that as I, you know, work with the company.
Do you guys still have that reward program?
Yeah, we have. Well, we have the Olson's membership.
You know,
they can get access to sales and stuff that are sometimes just.
I only when you come, you come, you pay, and it adds on to your stuff. That's all I remember.
Yeah, well, the Olson's card. It's like an Olson's. You can get like a membership card, and so
like a Costco.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Kinda.
We're kinda. Cool. We're the pet people.
We're the pet people. Oh, well, yeah. I'm glad then. So, yeah, so Cheyenne, you've got a great opportunity in front of you, and I'm so glad that, you know, you're the new marketing director over there. I think
thank
that's going to be great. I think that there's a lot in store, and you guys are actually helping us host one of our biggest events, which is Wine Bites and Crews.
We did it together.
I know, right? And everyone has been, so just to let the rumors out there, it's still on. It's still happening.
We have a liquor license. We have food.
Lots of stuff going on with that event. So, yeah, but we'll talk about that coming up. But we've got Wine Bites and Crews, just kind of put it out there. We used to be Wine Bites and Brews.
Well, it still is,
it
but
still
not
is.
Next year.
Next year. This is the COVID edition.
I thought that was a great idea.
We just had to kind of think really outside the box. And be really
like
creative. And so we're really excited to be working with Olson's this year.
Yeah.
This is the first year that we're working with you guys.
Yeah, actually, we were just supposed to be in April, and it was a test. Well, this is another test.
Oh, I see.
I'm glad Michelle and those guys
they might
decided
kick us out
to
after
let,
all this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
no,
we might have to find a new place.
I doubt it. Yeah, and we're excited to have this. I'm excited personally. I mean, I think this is going to be a really awesome event. So.
Well, it's so different from our brew that with this being a drive-through, we got a lot of the same people. But the fact that it's drive-through and you will not get out of your car. Not.
I know. We're trying to comply with all rules, all regulations.
We don't want to get in trouble.
We don't want to get in trouble.
Or we don't want to get Olson's in trouble
or
either.
Get arrested. Nothing. I mean, I know. It might make great headlines in the paper, but we don't want
to. It could. Chino Valley could have a really big headline.
It's not how we want to make the news.
Exactly. Not probably the best idea. But, yeah, so we've got a lot coming up. So, like we said, we're going to be talking about Wine Bites and Crews. It is held at Olson's in Chino Valley. So we've got lots of stuff coming up. So hang on, and you'll learn about how to get tickets to Wine Bites and Crews and what it actually is. So stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town on Chino Valley Days on 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Water's garden companion plants for August are radio red salvias, trumpeting vine, and butterfly bush.
Monarch and swallowtail butterflies flock to Water's butterfly bush with spectacular 8-inch flowers filling the yard with fragrance and beauty.
Heat, drought, wind only make this shrub bloom more. Tough enough to grow in clay, but hardy enough to shine in containers.
With so many colors to choose, every yard should have at least two.
You only find impressive butterfly bush at Water's Garden Center in Prescott.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. AEA President Joe Thomas as Queen Creek District Schools reopened for in-person classes, despite the fact no Arizona district has met the benchmarks for safely reopening. It has Thomas wondering.
There are multiple states that have implemented statewide plans that provide plenty of flexibility at the regional, county, and local level. Governor Ducey has been reluctant to do anything except ask people to wear masks.
A 20% chance for a brief spot thunderstorm this evening in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 65, mostly sunny highs around 97 tomorrow and Wednesday, 95 Thursday and Friday, with the same chance each day for an isolated storm around lunchtime or bedtime. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to near 73, with those same brief spot storms this evening and through Friday, heating back up to 108 tomorrow and Wednesday, 106 Thursday and Friday. The Arizona Coyotes in the second round of the NHL playoffs are taking on the Colorado Avalanche right now. You can tune in live to all the action on KQ&A 1130 AM or 95.5 or 99.9 FM. And the Arizona Diamondbacks host the Oakland A's this evening. You can hear that game live on KQ&A with the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins, an exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. inspired by you.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. I'm here with our two guests. I have Cheyenne Brown with Olson's Grain here, and also Patty Lindsay with Wine Bites and Crews and the Chino Valley Lioness. Before our break, we were talking about our Wine Bites and Crews event, which is basically the COVID edition of our annual Wine Bites and Brews event. So, Patty, you want to talk a little bit about what this event is? What is it?
What is it?
I know. What is
number
Wine
one,
Bites and Crews?
It's charity. That's
yes.
The number one thing. It is for
absolutely.
Charity, the community charity event. We were supposed to have it in August. No, I'm sorry.
April,
yeah. We were supposed to have it in April. With the COVID, we sent it to August. And then with everything happening, we had to cancel it. And we had to figure out another way. And so Olson's was gracious enough to let
absolutely.
Us have the back area to do it. And so now you are not getting out of your cars. Did you hear me? You're not getting out of your cars. You're going to drive through to each location and you will pick up your food, tons of food, and you all samples, but you will have a lot of food. You're going to have wine, beer, water. Oh, Mary Kay's bringing something to help your face.
Yeah, Mary Kay will be there.
Really?
We'll also have Scooter's Coffee.
Yeah, Scooter's Coffee. Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah.
We've so got, if you're not a drinker, you don't have to say, like, hey, you know what, I don't drink wine or beer. That's okay. There's still going to be, you know, free water that they're going to pass out to make sure everyone's hydrated.
Entertainment.
There'll be a live remote as well. There's going to be tons of stuff going on. So there's a lot happening. And so we're really excited about that.
Yes.
We have about seven different restaurants participating in this. So imagine it's takeout to seven different restaurants. And what's really fun about this is the restaurants are doing tons
two
of
to
two, three to
look
four
at one restaurant that's doing two Italians and two Mexican
right.
food.
So it's they're
so
doing
four.
A lot. So what we're saying is at least a 15 plus
yeah.
sampler platter that you're going to get, and it's actually going to be more than that.
I'm sure it is.
It is. It's going to be way more than that because all these restaurants are you know, they are competing.
They're excited.
And they are competing for an award. It's the best food for Wine Bites and Brews, basically, and it's also the best wine and the best brew.
I guess there's only brew. No, well, how's superstition going in there? Are they under
mead? So there'll be a wine.
Oh, they're under wine.
So
okay.
They'll be at wine. Yeah.
I don't drink.
So,
you know that.
So it's going to be really interesting. So they're still competing for that grand prize.
Yes.
How are they going to be decided?
That's something we have to talk to Michelle about on Wednesday.
So
we have to bring it up.
Olson's will be
hopefully.
Hopefully, be the judges. So we're hoping that you guys will have.
Oh, she's already excited over here.
Three to four people come out and judge it, and then you guys will tally it up and have the grand prize winners. Yeah. So there's a lot of food. Like we said, there's wine, there's beer. Don't worry, we've bottled everything. It's little containers. They will be sealed containers. So it's a drive-through event. You're going to go from station to station collecting your samples. We will all be in masks and gloves handing that stuff to you. And then once you're out of there, you can log on to a YouTube channel, which you'll see on the back of your passport. So when you arrive, you'll each get a passport. Everyone will get a passport.
And a personal hand sanitizer.
Personal hand sanitizer. That way you can go from, as you're going from station to station, we're able to kind of stamp that you've already been there and been to that station. So it's going to be a really great event. Like, we couldn't have it the way we wanted to have it.
For sure.
But for those of you that have supported us or are interested in this event, at least it's kind of a, you know, segue into next year. And
that was our thing. I mean, you and I talked about it. We want something for the community to do. Everybody's stuck in their houses. the ones that, you know, can't get out, but there's others that are out. But we want to give you something to do. And this was the best we could come up with to work with the health department, the liquor department, everybody.
Right. This was,
and our town. We had to work with them, too.
Working with everybody. And Patty did bring up a good point. This is going to charity. So
for sure.
It is a huge fundraiser for the Chino Valley Lioness Club and also the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. But some of the things that we've done, I mean, Patty, what are some of the things that we did with the money? Because what our motto is like, you know, it's not about us, yes, it's about the community. And so with that being said, we donate more than all of it back to the community.
Yes, there's some days we're like, okay, we have to keep a little bit for the next year to start up. But overall, I mean, we've bought bunch of the kids, at the homeless kids in December. We go Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not a shopper. They made me go shopping, and I'm like, does this fit a kid? Okay.
You know, pants, clothes, whatever
everything.
Those kids need.
Yeah.
Also, a defibrillator.
We had like 20, yeah, and we even did Fido bags for the animals for the fire department to carry with them when the fire.
Right. Stop the bleed up. Kits,
bleed bags.
These were bleed bag kits to go to the schools.
And first aid bags.
There's a lot that we do that just goes in. For the Chamber of Commerce side, it goes towards scholarships. Mm-hmm. So this past year, we gave out 7 different scholarships, which is a really great opportunity. And so all that money that we raise for this event goes right back into the community. And that's one of the things that we stress. And that's why we didn't want to just say, we don't want to have it this year. We really wanted to have it to give back to the community because, especially with COVID, we were able to do the Lionesses were able to do gift cards.
Yes, we did. I think we did it twice. I think the first one we gave out 70 gift cards. That YRT, Regional Trust. Yeah, I have to do it that way every time. They handed it out to people who rode the bus, and then we felt okay. The COVID thing's still going on, so I think. We went and bought another 40 and got those handed out also. And people got, the one lady got off the bus, she got it, and she went in and shopped and came back, and she goes, I overspent. And they were like, what? How'd you overspend? $2.29 overspent. Oh, my. But I got everything I needed. She was so happy.
Right.
One gentleman called us and said, I'd like you to come to my house for coffee. So we still have to do that one.
There's all kinds of stuff that we did for the community, especially during this time. So like we said, we didn't want this event to pass by.
No.
We just had to put on our creative thinking caps and really come up with a plan B. And so as far out as we stretched, basically these would be the same people that would be at the Wine Bites and Brews event. But we just really wanted to support our local community, the restaurants that are, you know, everyone's just hurting at this time. And what a great deal. It's $30 for all of this food. And so it's not just the food that you're going to get. You're going to get the food. You're going to get the wine. You're going to get the beer. You're going to get the coffee. Holy moly, you're going to get the Coke. You're going to get everything for that $30.
And remember, these businesses, even though with hard times, they're donating this stuff.
Right.
For you as a community. And we're charging 30, but so we can take that money, split it, and give it back
to
the community. More.
Absolutely. So that money goes right back into the community. But, you know, for $30, I mean, come on. You go out to a restaurant and do takeout anyway. And, I mean, I go to McDonald's. If you go to McDonald's, you know, or any of the other fast food restaurants, I mean, that already right in itself.
Well, yesterday I went to lunch with four people, and the bill was $50. I'm like, holy cow, you know?
And so we just want to stress that, this is very affordable, reasonable.
Not cheap.
For $30, you get 15-plus appetizers.
Yes.
Then you're going to get, like what you said, everything else that's going to come with it. Plus, there's going to be entertainment along the way. We've got Chino Valley Repertory Theater.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be entertaining, doing some things there. We also have just lots of stuff we've got going
on. Mark Twain's going to be there.
Mark Twain will be there as well. Yeah, I know, right?
Mark Twain.
Well, we had Marilyn Monroe on Facebook.
there's all kinds of stuff happening. We're trying to make this as entertaining as possible and as safe as possible for everybody.
Yes.
So please
be patient with us during the event if you have to wait a little bit. But remember, it doesn't start till 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock. So we will open the gates in the back where we have
it's
you
be
at
in the
four
back at
by the arena. But it will be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is when we'll open so all of you can get in. There will be nobody coming in to that. You can go shopping at Olson's from 4 to 5. But at 4 o'clock, we will open the doors at that time.
Right. And so we said tickets are $30. The only way you can get tickets is online, chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. That's the Chamber of Commerce website. If you're not good with computers, come on in. I'll help you get logged in and get your tickets for you. But again, tickets are only available till Thursday.
Yeah.
And so after Thursday is the cutoff time. So this is, like
we
I said,
extended it.
Yep. Great opportunity. A fun time. Olson's Grain in Chino Valley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Thank you guys. We're just exciting. It's an exciting event.
And we have all the same sponsors that we would have had in April, you know, like Finley, Mary's Cozy, Earthworks, Liquor Barn, Circle C. I mean, there's a massive, and if you've seen the flyer out there, please, you know, look at those names, shop at those people, and say thank you very, very much for helping with this.
Right. So Wine Bites and Cruise held at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. It's this Saturday, August 22nd. So get your tickets, chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. $30 per person. Get your tickets. You won't be disappointed at all, because we've got some new restaurants that are in Chino Valley.
Yeah.
We've got Essence Kitchen Plus Bar will also be there. So if you've been dying to try their food or get to know them, great restaurants. If you want to talk about some of the
bonfire and carrot
bonfire,
cake, man,
we've got all kinds.
Jalapeno poppers.
We've got the other restaurants.
A Safari Samosas.
Safari Samosas.
Whoa, those little triangles.
Jed's.
El Parisio is the Italian and the Mexican there. We got Goods from the Garden.
Goods from the Garden, yeah, absolutely. So we've got great restaurants, like we said. So get your tickets today. That's chinovalley.org. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th annual Pronghorn Golf Classic at the Prescott Golf Club. This tournament has it all. A great golf course, first-class hospitality, fun and exciting prizes and awards, a barbecue lunch, and perfect chamber weather. Come play for fun. It's all happening August 22nd. Limited to 36 teams or 72 paid players. Call for more information. 772-8885. It's the 27th annual Pronghorn Golf Classic at the Prescott Golf Club. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. I had a great lineup of guests. We talked to Cheyenne Brown with Olson's Grain, Patty Lindsay with Wine Bites and Brews, and also Claudia Hendrickson and Rob St. Aubin with Arizona Lonesome Rangers. So some upcoming events, we have been talking about one, is August 22nd. We've got Chino Valley. It's Wine Bites and Crews with Chino Valley, and that's going to be held at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. That is this Saturday, August 22nd, from 4 to 7. It is a drive-through. You can come through anytime between 4 and 7. Tickets are only online, so you can buy your tickets online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org, or contact the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce for more information. Thank you all so much. We'll see you next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Gilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.